past 2 weeks, we talked about Kinyone Shmira. Now, the Gemara, our Mishnah, says, Hamafke etzel chavero behemo kelim, menignavu usha'ovdu. Question is how the kefil gets to the shomer. So Tosis begins. So the Gemara first begins with one idea. It's not clear from Rishona what that idea is. The Gemara gets to another idea. Na Amarava. Nasika omalosh the kishitigone vitirotse vital shalmeni ari parosik nuloch mayachshav. So Tosis says, Tosis begins, maybe the havamina was that he's marked to him the kefil, a future chov. Now Tosis doesn't have a problem. What is Tosis's problem? That what kinyan are going to be used? But Tosis takes for granted that a chov is a piece of property. They're simple pieces of property. A safe is a piece of property. A shtender is a piece of property. A microphone is a piece of property. Tangible property. What about a chov? Is a chov a piece of property or not? And if it's a piece of property, can it be sold? Can it be sold? How can it be sold? There are two types of property. There's metalflim and karka. So Tosis tells us, it is a chov. A chov is property. A chov can be sold. With the raisa can be sold with kinyan kesef, because metalflim malls konus the raisa. But with rabbonim, they were without a completely kinyan kesef. Therefore, you can't assume that the paying of the keren to the ganev, to the mafkid, is a kinyan kesef about on the chov. Rishonim discuss it. It's clear from the Rishonim here that all of them hold that a chov is a piece of property. Reb Chaim in Chedush HaRoel Chaim Alevi in Hilchos Mechira says very clearly, that a chov is a piece of property. The gufa chiyuvim and shibudim have a dova hanikna. Now, according to those who shown him, the hanich who shown him the savri in Reb Chaim and Perchov Beis Hilchos Mechira Aloch Yud Zayin, the first column. He says, Yochel haknos milval pel chavero agav karka obachlipin. Many Rishonim say you can, it's like all metalim, you can be marked in agav karka obachlipin. And even according to those Rishonim that plead this early, no pel esve kinyana klau, it doesn't mean it's not a piece of property. Shum chsor maisekinyan. How do you get your hands on it from maisekinyan? Chov is property, and I'll be showing him here, Peach, let's say, property. But here you have a problem that I'll be showing him, Peach, with the exception of the Rosh at the end of the first parak of Baba Kama, say that the Chov of Knas doesn't begin until Bezim Paskins. Ish Ploni Atachayev. Bezim Paskins that way. And they create the chov. It's different than if I borrow money, I throw a stone out the window and break your window. So the act that I did creates the chov. Then it's up to Bezdin to clarify it and to collect it. But the knas is different. Tosas Lama Gimel Amid Beis and Ksubis at the very bottom says Bezdin, when there is no chov until Bezdin claims ish ploni atochayv. So therefore, if I'm selling the chov, the Gemara comes up with a problem. Davar shalavolo. Now, many Rishonu hold that that was the havamina of the Gemara. The Rambam holds that was the havamina of the Gemara, and the Rambam doesn't have a problem. Like Tosfos say, they were mevatel kinyan kesef because the Rambam holds. Zub Chaim points out. Let me just get. From the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. Yeroy Eli, Perek Tes Hilchos Trumos Halacha Yud, Shemocha Kohen Paroso, from this Reb Chaim points out that what would they mevatel, not kinyan kesef, but every kinyan you won't, you make the kinyan. If I make a kinyan and buy this safer from someone, I make a kinyan on it, I can't change my mind. They enable the person to change his mind to be chozer to mevatel the kinyan. So the Rambam doesn't have Tosfos' problem, and Reb Chaim will explain there. Shemar Chaim Alevi, according to Rambam, chovz dova nikne. So the havamina of the Gemara, according to the Rambam, was different than Tosfos. The havamina of the Rambam was that they're going to sell the kefil. The Gemara answered, Dovah Shalom Belola. Tosfos, on the other hand, says, no, they're mevatel kinyan kesef. They're mevatel kinyan kesef. So a kinyan was, so there's no way through the tashlumim to buy the chov. So what was it? So they were buying, so the meshicha of the para was to the para likfela, like dekel leperosef. Now where's Tosfos coming from? Tosfos is coming from a Tosfos lamed dalet omed beis. Small little Tosfos. Hareini meshalem ameis. V'tema. Heich yeshalem ubnei hanifkad kefil. I ain't on the Moorish Knas the Bonif. How does Tosfos understand how Kefil works? That every person has a schus in his property to that in case it's stolen to collect Kefil. That's part of my bailus of my, that's a schus I have in my property to collect Kefil in case it's stolen now. What is Tosfos' problem? Certain things go over the Yerusha. From the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Mem Aleph from our base, Tosfos' Zegzeres HaKosev, that the schus you have in your property to collect kefil, to collect any knas, you schus you have in your evet to collect shloshim shel evet, and all the knasas you have, the schus is, does not pass over Beirush. But what is Tosfos assuming here? The underlying assumption in Tosfos is that I, and what schus I have in all of my property, is to collect kefil in case it's stolen. So what is Tosfos saying here on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis? Tosfos is saying the Gemara thought that if I do a meshicha on the para, I acquire the schus that it's a part of the bailus of my para, that if it gets stolen, I will be able to collect kefil. And you're selling only that schus. That was the Gemara's havamina. The Gemara jumps up, according to Tosfos, and says, that's the davar shelo belola. And you can't do that, because there is no such chov today, and the schus about a future chov is the davar shelo belola. And so, therefore, the maskona of Tosfos is that what are you makne? No, makne the para atzma. Therefore, Reb Chaim in Hilchos Mechira takes for granted, as almost all people do, with the exception of the Shach, that when the after the Shomer pays, so then. And the Shomer not only gets the kefil, but the para atzva goes to the shomer. He bought this. Now, did he realize he was buying it when he made the meshicha? He made a meshicha to become a shomer. That's all he made a meshicha to. Later on, we're turning it into some sort of thing. So Rash, why? The question is a very simple question. What's going on in the man's mind? Did he think about this? So Rashi says, very interesting loshin. Kim lehu l'rabbonon. Denecha lehu l'baylim, she'e bit batuach b'keren amanashi at sofei kefil ha'osid lovo shel shom. Rabbonon decided that deep down, in the deep subconscious of every shomer, when he becomes a shomer, if, what does he want? That in case, and what does the Bailim want? They both have this implicit deal, even though no one thought about it, but if you would have cross-examined them deeply, they would have said so, that the Mafkid wants to know, I'm guaranteed about my Karen. And the Shomer says, well, since the Gemara in Kuf Chesam Abay says, part of my Chiv Hashova is chasing the Ganim and getting it back. If I'm successful and I paid up front, I'll get the kefil, which means the paru will belong to me. That's how Tosfos understand. Now, the first immediate problem we run into is, wait one second. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Some of you may have learned this here in Eretz Yisrael and in many schools in Chosaretz. They begin learning Gemara with Eilu Metzias. Those of you who have learned Eilu Metzias in your life know this is the sugya's first big machlokas, Abaye and Rava, of Yer Shalom Idas, have a Yer Shalom. What does that mean? My wallet falls out of my pocket. I didn't realize it fell out of my pocket. And if I realized it had fallen out of my pocket and I was in the bus and someone's going to pick it up and never return it to me, I would have had Yush. But when someone picks it up before I realize. So if he picked it up and I had Yush, he can keep it. But before I realized it was lost, he picked it up. Does the fact that if I knew it was lost, I'd have Yush. But I don't know it's lost yet means I already had Yush. Al-Pidin, we treat it as if he had Yush or not. Would I know the facts, I would have thought X, Y, Z. So, that is the machlokas between Abaye and Rav. Yush, Shalomi, does have a Yush or not. Here we pass, it's one of Yal Kagam. There's six places in the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. We pass like Abaye. Yud, Ayin, Lamed, Kuf, Gimel, Mem. The first is Yir Shalom Idas. Lo, Heavy Yush. Okay. The Gemara says like this. When the Gemara is giving all the cases, the Gemara says, Ketze. Hari Sheyorad L'toch Soda Chavero. He went into his chaver's daf chav beis amar aleph. He went into his chaver's soda, and he picked the apples off the tree. V'tarm shelo bishus. Now the halacha is, I can take trumas and maizes off of your property only if you make me a shliach. Here he just voluntarily walked into his. Into someone's property, picked the apples off the tree, the grapes off the vines, and he took term shalom b'shus. If the owner is choshesh of that the person's intent was gezel, it's not truma. But if it's not, he's not choshesh, it is truma. So the Gemara says, how do we know if it's choshesh from gezel? When he shows up, he says, oh, why did you take truma off of these? You should have taken truma off of much better products. And what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us a very simple idea. Yirush Shelo Midas is not only a din in Yirush. Anytime I require a person's das, here I unique that, and he doesn't realize the facts. Would he realize the facts? He would have said, I want it. So that is Yirush Shelo. So whether we have das in that, which l'chora, when this person did a mashiach, he had only one intent. He had the intent to become a shomer. That's the intent he had. But would you have asked him, do you realize that in case XYZ happens, are you marked in the cave? Yeah, but he didn't think it out. So, So l'chora, our sugya, would be toloi on that. So, the Gemara tells a story. Ameimer umazutra v'ravashi iklu labustana. Ameimer, mazutra, and ravashi came into an orchard of Mori Barisik. And the Oris, the person who sharecropper there, brought them dates and pomegranates and put in front of them. Ameme Ravashi Ochl, Mazutra lo Ochl. So, 2 8, Mazutra didn't eat. Mori Barisik comes and says, Omele Barisik, why didn't you give them much better food? Of course, I would like these choshev rabbanim to eat. So what does it mean? What happened here? They came into a place. The owner wasn't around. Someone picked fruits off the tree. And he said after, when he showed up, the owner showed up, he said, you should have given them. I mean, b'shas maisa, the Gemara, there was no das makta. Had he realized the facts, there would have been a das makna. Where it says that totally on Abaye and Rava. Okay, says Tosfos. Tosfos says a tremendous chiddush. It's a shaila I used to have. You go into someone's house. Let's say a friend of yours, you show up in his house and he's not home. The children are home. A bunch of tannins, and you're waiting for them. So the children go into the refrigerator and say, while you're waiting, my parents would want you to eat something. Can you eat it or not? Tosa says, it depends on yirush lo midas, have a yirush lo midas, lo have a yirush. Will the parents be there? Yeah. They tell you, eat. But there is no das makta. The ktanim have no right to give you any food. So do you say, but that is yirush lo midas, have a yirush lo midas, lo have a yirush. Sosis tosis. I used to have the following problem. I would go to the United States. I come to my parents' house. Sometimes they weren't there. If I go to my parents would willingly tell me to eat something. Can I go to the refrigerator and take? Can I take some food in there? They didn't realize I'd come there. They knew I, so they had no das makta. Could I eat? Could I go to the refrigerator and eat? Not. Of course, if I didn't eat, later on my mother would come in and scream at me, why didn't you eat? Yer shalomi das have a yer shalomi das have a yer. Why is this nageya to asukya? The person who became a shomer didn't think what would be if. Yeah, if you would have crossed and examined, he would have thought it out. But he didn't. So the Rashba, the Baba Kama Kuf Beis Amid Beis, just as follows. He makes an important chilik. Tzos does it from a different angle. Hamakdish nechosov, person decides that he wants to give away all his property. Give it to Hektish. What about his children and wife's clothes? Well, he didn't really mean that, but he didn't think it through. He just spontaneously makdish everything to Hektish. So if you would ask him, he says, no, of course, I want my wife and children to keep their clothes. But he just said, stop. Halacha is, it's as if he was marked his wife and children's clothes to his wife and children. It's as if he said it. And it doesn't say he did. Mashma. Now, what does he mean here by Lev Bezdin Masna? Okay. It's a very key phrase. The Rashba uses it in our singer as well. He says, Anansadi. What is Anansadi? There's sometimes you decide things help you rove. Ansadi means an overwhelming rove that everyone would think this way under normal circumstances. He bought the clothes for his children. He wants his children to have the clothes. He bought the clothes for his wife. He wants his wife to have the clothes. So there's an overwhelming umdana demuchach that this is what his intent was. And therefore, I don't run into the problem of Yir Shalom Midas. This is the umdana, and it's an overwhelming umdana that this is. So the umdana at the level of an ansade. Nasik ukhamohu bereish perek hamafkid. Where did we find such a thing? Reish perek hamafkid. It doesn't say he said that. We say it's as if he would have said that. It's as if he would have said that. Okay. And you have loads of examples like that in Masechta Gittin. The Rashi says the same thing on Gittin Daf Yud Gimel. Okay. So, now, where do we find this halacha? Not so simple, this halacha. You go into a shul. What's the halacha? You go into a shul, and you don't have your talis. So, your good friend, Yaakov, you go up to, he has his talis in his talis bag. And you say, okay, I'm sure Yaakov would let me use his talis. Can you use his talus? You can't use his talus. Can you make a broch on his talus? The halacha is you can. Nechaleli inish lasus mitzvah b'mamona. A person, if he doesn't lose anything, would want you to do a mitzvah with his money. Okay, and that doesn't have to be your friend. It can be anyone. Walk into a shul, no one knows you're there, on one condition. He doesn't lose anything. So you have to fold it up and put it exactly where it was before. Okay. That could be for one of two reasons. That could be for the reason that it's a talis she'ula or it's your talis. Nafkamina. You walk into shul the first day of Sukkot and you forgot your lulav and esrog at home. And someone's lulav and esrog is there. Can you pick it up and use it? Make a broch on the first day of Sukkot. Nechalei inish lasas mitzvah mona or not? He doesn't know you're there. No one knows you're there. You walk into the early minyan. He has his little bit of an esrog there. He's kind of diving a later minyan. Big problem in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Nechalei inish, I'll pick it up. It's as if there's a maton al menas lahach. He's not going to lose anything. Wednesday, someone came up to me with the following problem. Big Shaila was running around Yerushalayim. Meaning of certain Kohanim, they have certain very special silver coins. When someone comes to the Pinyan Aben, they sell it to this person for X amount of money, whatever. and the person gives it back to them for pidyon haben. Standard. And they use these silver coins for next pidyon haben. There was a certain gentleman whose father had died. The father had been staying with him. He was a Kohen. And he had his father's coins in the house. So, what happens? Someone comes from a pidyon haben. He says, here, take these coins. He did it and gave it back. But he happened to have had a brother. So these coins, at this point, they hadn't divided the Yerusha yet. So these coins didn't belong to him, belonged to him together with his brother. So in order to enable this person, this shy that happens a million times in a million different situations. In order to enable this person to do a pidyon haben, he was marked in his chelek plus his brother's chelek. Wait a second, his brother didn't know anyone came to the house to know anything about it. In the end, everyone's going to get everything back, so it's just the haknoah, and in the end, the brother will get it back. Do you say that there's an umdana the brother would have liked? According to the Rajpa that I told you, under all circumstances, if there is an overwhelming umdana, now the question is when there's an overwhelming umdana, you say, yush shalomidas, have a yush. The ktsos, very important ktsos, does like this. Siman Resh Samach Beis. It's very Samach Beis. Yeah. Now, goes through a whole arichas. And he says, when it comes to nechusa de mitzvah, shiny, that enochanami, we pass it like a bayi, yushom udas lohav yush, but when it comes to nechleil inish hasus mitzvah v'mamono, so that's such an overwhelming umdana that we say he has das. And he goes through the sugyas, very samach beis, aleph, hodakos haposkim, truma sadeshin, and orachayim simresh, tofresh, memtesif. Hey, mutal lito esrik shachavero leishe besukas chavero shalomi daito. Denechle li inish le mebe mitzvah mamona. Okay, this is, now some people have problems with this, because how to fit this with all the sugyas. He has a situation, a person, Erev Pesach, is about to do Bittul Chametz. It happened to me once, many years ago. And all of a sudden, an accident happened. I had to, my son, Reb Avram, at that time I was 12 years old, we were doing Bir Chametz, and after burning the Chametz, we were going to do Bittul Chametz. Something exploded in his face, had to go rushing him to the hospital. So then, as we're standing there in the hospital, I said, wait a second, we haven't done Bittul Chametz yet. So I'm right standing there in the emergency room. I say, Kol chamir v'chamir d'ikim. But let's say a person didn't have that presence of mind. And all of a sudden something happened. Erev Pesach. Of course he wants the mevatel chametz. But he's in a crazy situation. He can't. So it says, Echad sheshochach machmas onus mevatel chimso b'erev Pesach kodem sheish. You can't be mevatel chametz after chatzos. It's for the same reason. It's an overwhelming umdana that I would have wanted to do it, and that is as if I had das. And this is what the Rajba on Kuf Beis Amud Beis says in Baba Kama. He says it in Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, but doesn't spell it out with an ansade. That with an ansade, you say, you, Shlomi Das, have a Yush complete. So, and the so says all the riots, Kumaras and Subas, Kumaras here, Nichus of the Mitzvah Shiny. When, many years ago, I wrote an article on the following topic. A kidney transplant, if you want to donate a kidney, of course, the donor has to have Das that he wants to allow you to do it. Case came up when I was living in Chicago that the best donor, obviously, for a kidney, if you have identical twins, is the twin, because genetically it's identical. There'll be no rejection. But there was a child who was in an accident, needed a kidney transplant. He was under bar mitzvah. Could the parents consent to take it from the identical twin? Yerushalom das have a Yerushalom last. It's a cotton. Has no das. What are you doing in case of a cotton? If this depends. Let's assume there is an overwhelming umdinah. Okay. The whole, it gets tied into the same shayla as well. Shayla, hello. But in the simple case, the Ksos takes as a dava poshut. The Rashba takes a dava poshut. Here, that way you have an ansadi. And Nechalina Shas's mitzvah mona is one of the most common. Say it's as if he has das. So that's the mechanism that takes care of the das problem, how the das works. Okay, now, there are three separate issues that we have to face when we understand the Tosfos and the Rishonim, etc. So, Tosfos equates being makne pora l'kfeila to being makne ever l'knas. That means, where's Tosfos coming from? The idea of Tosfos lama dala lama beis. That I have a schus in my property that in case my eved gets killed, I'll get shloshim. I have a schus in my property that in case my money gets stolen, I get kefil or dalet vehei. And that is subject to hakno'ah, you can be makne'ah, especially Tzeres HaKosov says you can't be morish it, but it's a schus you have, and therefore he equates them totally. They run into a problem of dov shalom ba'olam, and therefore Tosa says, no, you're makne'ah. To get out of it, you're makne'ah the whole part. Okay. The Rambam is of a different opinion. The Rambam says that when you are makne, the Gemara's Hava Amina was that you are makne the kefil itself. He didn't have Tosis's problem with Haknas Hachov with Kenyan Kesef. And the maskana of the Gemara is you makna the kefil. The schus, you makna the, it's like dekala peirosov. And that's why the Rambam writes, in case they catch the ganav, the para goes back to the owner, it doesn't go back to the shom. Okay. Now, to understand a little more deeply where the Rambam's coming from, it's another question. The question is as follows. When the Gemara is talking about being makne, the par l'kefil, the Gemara only, where's the Gemara coming from? From our Mishnah. And he's talking about a shomer. Talking about an ever l'knas is not a shomer. It's anyone can do it. Is, now, the way Tosfos is mahalach, that he equates both, there's no difference between par l'kfeila, ever l'knas. So it's not only a shomer. Anyone can do it, because it's a schus I have in my para. Okay. Now, and according to Tosfos, miyema de mignav intends limiting the fine. Let's say, okay, so, this is the question in the Rambam. Does the Rambam agree with that, or the Rambam doesn't agree with that? Let's try to understand a little more deeply the differences between Tosfos and the Rambam. We'll begin that today, and we'll finish that in Yetz Hashem Bli Neder next week, Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara says, okay, he's maknet. When is he maknet? Either originally, that's Lishna Kama, or Samach Livneva, that's a Lishna Basra. Okay. It says, what's the difference between being maknet originally and Samach Livneva? The Kaima Ba'agam. You take a look in Rashi. What do you mean, Mikaima? He did a Mashiach. When to become a Shomer, he did a Mashiach. He did a Mashiach. Now, but it's a Mashiach that's not going to be Chal till after a certain amount of time. So the Gemara says, if I do a Mashiach la'achal zman, the problem of Kol Tzekinyon. What is a Mashiach? Taking something from your Rishus into my Rishus, and it becomes mine. Now, what happens if at the time, if I make a Kinyan la'achazman, if I make a Kinyan kesach la'achazman, I don't have a problem. But if I do Kinyan Mashiach la'achazman, when the Kinyan is supposed to be chal, so it still has to be in my rishus. But here, if it's in an agam, it's in a pasture somewhere, it's in the public park somewhere, so it's a problem with kolsa Kinyan. That's how Rashi learns. And if you paskin like the Lishna Basra, so then there'll be a difference whether it's Kaima Ba'agam or not. So the Rosh, for that reason, paskins like the Lishna Kama, because the Mishnah doesn't make any such makes no such distinction. Okay. When the Rambam paskins, the Rambam doesn't mention there's a difference between Kaima Ba'agam or not. So it could be he holds like the Rosh. But the Rosh is not so simple. And the Rambam has a lot of reasons that he may pass him like Lishna Basra, which we'll see. So why is it that he doesn't make a difference kind of Akam? So if you take a look in Rabbeinu Chanano, it says like this. Lishna Kama, the Rava, lo koni keifa. Lase b'shus, l'likne b'mashicha. L'yiske b'kfeil. L'fikach. Oma porosik n'loch mei achshav, b'idne di aile b'shusay, chutz megilos of vodos. So, according to Lishna Kama, that why is it, how did it only works, that if he sells it to him originally, Lishna Basra, the Rav Aval Gav the Havas be Agma Konile is Kona. Why? That means if you say Samach Ligneva, he's Kona. And it's in Agaga. Why? May Idna the Ifkid Mara, for the moment he gave him the Pikodin, Lagabe, who Machayev Bishmirasa, he had to watch it. Umido de Chayev Bishmirasa, because he had to watch it, Kolhecha de Ise Bishusakaimi. It's in the Rishus of the Shomer. Hilkoch Zochelo Bekfela, the Amrin and Samach Mevasiknile. There's no problem of Kolsa Kinyona. Wait a second. And when is the Kinyon Chal? Samach Ligneva. Why? Because he has Kinyon Shmira. So first thing, so if you paskin like Lishna Basra, so what is Rabbeinu Chananel telling us? Telling us that the whole halacha of the Machta Keifo, the whole mechanism works with Kinyan Eshmira. And therefore, it's very different than Tulsus. Tulsus has nothing to do with Kinyan Eshmira. Just like I can be Machna. Ever Leknas, I can be Machna Par Lekfeil. Now, so here we jump up with a problem. So if it is that the Rambam is passing like Vishnavasram, maybe yes, maybe no. And he doesn't distinguish between Kaimava Agam and not Kaimava Agam. That forces him into a situation where he's going to have to agree with Rabbeinu Hananel. He's not clear from the Rambam when he agrees with Rabbeinu. Does he agree with Ipatsa Lishna Kama Lishna Basra? If you take a look in the Magid Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah says he's going through all the ups and downs how the Rambam paskins would seem to indicate he passes like the Lishna Basra. Then, at the end, he says, well, that could go even according to Lishna Kama. But according to the way the Magid Mishnah is talking most of the time, he's very well accepting of the fact that the Rambam is passing like Lishna Basra. Wait a second. Rambam is passing like Lishna Basra. So therefore, if the Rambam passes like Lishna Basra, so why is there no different kind of Agam? Oh, Rabbeinu Hananel, we have to understand Rabbeinu Hananel. The Hananel told us an incredible idea here, that if I have Kinyanei Shmira, and then I don't have a problem calls a Kinyan. Why? Because somehow the Kinyanei Shmira expand and become regular Kinyanim. So there's no problem of calls a Kinyanim. Now the question is, there was an original Mashiach creating Kinyanei Shmira, and what enabled them all of a sudden to expand? How did that happen? Maybe the Rambam, if it expanded a second before Gneva, okay. So that means when I made the Kinyan, I said, my Kinyan Ishmi will turn into Kinyan Gemura. How does that work? Mirza Shembli Neder, we'll see. But if this is true, so then one thing is abundantly clear. The Rambam is limiting, certainly Rabbeinu Hananel says, there is no comparison between being makne par lekfela and being makne ever leknas. Par lekfela depends on Kinyanei Shmira. The only reason we're talking about it is Kinyanei Shmira. Somehow these Kinyanei Shmira expand. We're not talking about it in terms of being makne anything that para completely. The whole discussion is only about a shomer. So all of Tosa's problems disappear. And if the Rambam agrees with Rabbeinu Hananel, which we'll see, he may, so then he's making a very clear distinction between how para lekfela works and how ever leknas works. And that, we'll see what Reb Chaim does with that next time, and we'll see how the whole thing fits together.